The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Big weekend of sport, particularly big in the Six Nations, and a sad day for John Duggan because Cheltenham is coming to a close. The happiest week of his year. John, good morning.
Anton, every day you're walking around this planet is a good day, so I'll be happy enough tomorrow as well. Don't worry.
Well, as we look ahead, this, of course, Gold Cup is the big feature of the final day.
It is, Anton, and it's a lovely kind of race card here at Cheltenham, where it's thankfully sunny now after all the rain, which just says 100 golden years, because the first Gold Cup was raced in 1924. I had to check out that Red Splash one at Anton, and it's had such a varied history and a rich history. I think of Arkell won three times for Ireland in the 1960s. Then you had the Maradon run, won in 1986, which was a really big thing for Paddy Mullins. And he's the father, late father of trainer Willie Mullins, who's at 100 winners now at Cheltenham this week. That landmark reached. You've had other horses like Desert Orchid, Denman, Cotto Star, Best Mate, and last year Galopin' Deschamps. So it's a race a lot of people know. It's one of the biggest races in the jumps here, if not the biggest race, I suppose, in terms of quality. The Grand National is probably the one that kind of gets everybody's attention for the unique nature of the race at Aintree in April. But the Gold Cup at Cheltenham is the big one in terms of prestige, and half three is the post time today for it.
You mentioned Willie Mullins getting the 100. Part of a successful week for the Irish?
Yes, we've had 12 winners, Anton, and the home team have had 8. And I'd expect we will extend clear again. We will probably have... We could have 19. We could have, I'd say, we'll have at least 5 or 6 winners today. Again, we've got 6 of the 7 favourites in the races today. The first one's off at 1:30 on very, very testing ground, soft ground, heavy ground on the hurdle course. But I suppose when you think about storylines, what are people, if it's the front page news this week, and if it's on the front stories in terms of television or newspaper coverage and our coverage, it's what are the stories this week? Well, the first one is that William Mullins had 100 winners at Cheltenham. His first one was 29 years ago. His son, Patrick, rode the winner of his 100th race on Wednesday in the bumper, Jasmine Devoe. That is just an incredible achievement from an Irish sporting perspective, to be able to have the consistency to come back here every year against the opposition in a different country and win all those races. Unbelievable. And a huge team down in Carlow where he trains. Rachel Blackmore has now won all of the big races here. She won the Champion Chase on Wednesday on a horse called Captain Guinness, and she is just such a great rider. She's 34 years of age now. She's won the Gold Cup here, the Champion Hurdle, the Champion Chase, and the Aintree Grand National. And she didn't even have a winner until late 2015. So it's been an unbelievable journey for Rachel. And then yesterday, Anton, we had the football day here at Cheltenham. Alex Ferguson had his first ever winner at Cheltenham. He was here in the winner's enclosure. I got a quick word with him. And Harry Redknapp had a winner here. So everybody's getting in on the act.
I was listening to the audio earlier on with Shane and Jonathan that you got from Alex Ferguson. Very strange to hear Sir Alex Ferguson sounding so relaxed and at ease at a sporting event.
No hairdryer for me, Anton. It didn't even give out to me for asking the wrong question or anything. So it was a very surreal moment. Alex, will you have a word with us? And he goes, yeah. And I go, okay. I'm like a teenager going, oh, what do I say now? Were you happy with the race? So it was a bit of a surreal moment. The man is in his 80s now. He's had a tough time. He's lost his wife. And it's great that he had the enjoyment of seeing a horse win a race. He's always been a horse racing man. He had horses in the flat years ago. And it's just great to see him here. And obviously, he's at Old Trafford as much as he can be. Brian Robson was here yesterday, the former Manchester United captain. Sam Allardyce was here. Harry Redknapp, yeah, as I said, it was such a gem to talk to us as well. So plenty of people love a bit of racing just as much as other sports. So I think sports can transfer. We got the rugby tomorrow, obviously, the game at the Aviva Stadium. But yeah, Cheltenham is something everybody wants to have a part of. And if you can get a winner here, it's rare, but it's very welcome.
Well, enjoy the final day, and thanks for the fabulous coverage as ever, John. We're going to move to talk about the rugby. Kathleen McNamee is with us here in studio, and we have Gordon Darcy on the phone. Kathleen, obviously a significant game, a very significant game for Ireland versus Scotland, the Aviva, this weekend. We would hope that it is a better Ireland. Not that it was a bad Ireland last weekend, but we would hope it was a better Ireland than last weekend.
definitely hope there'll be a better Ireland than last weekend. I think if we look at how we played against Scotland in the World Cup, that's what we're hoping to get out of tomorrow again. But I think as much as we have something to prove off the back of last weekend, they probably have something even more to prove. It's interesting, we had Chris Patterson, Scottish legend, on yesterday on Off the Ball, and he was saying that he doesn't actually think with Scotland it's a mentality issue, that they can't just get themselves over that final hurdle so much. He admitted he knows there's a missing piece, but he wasn't totally sure what it was. And he compared that to Ireland, and he was like, it's kind of similar in the sense that we keep going into these crunch games. We saw it in the World Cup, we saw it against England, and just can't quite get ourselves over the line. I don't think we'll have that issue, because I don't think we have the same blockage, I suppose, is the best way to put it, in our heads about Scotland, like playing England at Twickenham. We have a bad record there, whereas them coming to the Aviva, it's our own home ground, I think it's a very different setup.
Well, to that, Gordon Darcy, if it was that we had had a disaster, it would be an easy diagnosis, or at least an easier diagnosis, but we didn't. So what is it that was missing that we need to see this weekend that we didn't see against the English?
Good morning, everybody. I think that's a hard question to answer. I think if you knew that, you'd be in a coaching job every day for the rest of your life. I think one of the things you have to appreciate is when you are at the top, you become every other team's biggest game. I think that definitely happened, say, the Welsh game. I think what was probably a surprise was that we were out. We weren't at the same intensity level as the English last week. I think that was a big surprise for me, because you would have naturally expected, after the kind of little bit of an underperformance against Wales, that they would have been motivated and looking to get back to a statement performance against the English in Twickenham. Winning in Twickenham doesn't always come around that often, so it was a little bit of a surprise that they weren't at the same level. But then you also have to appreciate that England, this was their backs against the wall. There was quite an element of desperation from them. So, you know, every team has different motivating factors for them.
My God, they got motivated for that one, though, didn't they?
Yeah, but they were coming under an awful lot of pressure, losing to Scotland, an awful lot of pressure coming on the head coach, careers. Like, that's the thing, you've got to appreciate that some of those players, they were playing for their career in an English jersey, and that's a huge motivator for them. Whereas Ireland, it was like, okay, we have to improve on our performance last week, and we're going to try and win in against England. So that kind of extrinsic motivator comes into play. And I think a way to describe it would be that England wanted it a little bit more than Ireland did last week.
So call it then for this weekend with Scotland.
No pressure. but I think, you know, what holds true last week will hold true this week. I think, you know, there's, for some reason, I think, you know, we have to be very... We're never happy with success in Ireland. And, you know, talking about... say not being able to get over the line, like, we've lost, I think, what is it, two matches in 30 or something. I think we're more than qualified to be in talking about where we are. So I think Ireland, there will be a huge amount of individual responsibility taken from last week. I think Andy Farrell will have them in great place. I'm actually in the Shelburne doing a CPD event on cybersecurity, so just saw them getting on the bus there. They look very relaxed. And I think they are really, really keen to deliver a performance that they can end and hopefully get that trophy in Peter O'Mahony's hands.
Well, fingers crossed that you're right, Gordon. Thank you as ever. That is Gordon Darcy, former Ireland international. Kathleen, to finish up, across the water football, we have Manchester United and Liverpool and City versus Newcastle.
Yeah, United-Liverpool, probably the big one of the weekend. Liverpool looking to finish out their season with not just a Premier League title. And then for United, it's just a crucial game in general that they get some silverware in their hands with all the criticism that there has been around them. I mean, you look at the Premier League table, they're on 47 points. Aston Villa are on 55, Spurs 53. They're going to need some serious results to get up into those Champions League places. So winning the FA Cup would go a long way to that. City-Newcastle has been a bit of a more interesting derby in previous years, but Newcastle have just not been great this season. Haaland's back in form, De Bruyne is back, so you would imagine that they should win that one comfortably enough.
Oh yeah, you would imagine that it'll be a hosing.
Yeah.
Kathleen, as ever, thank you so much. That is Kathleen McNamee, who is digital producer and co-host of the Irish Koi Gig podcast, and John Duggan earlier from Cheltenham, and Gordon Darcy, former Ireland international from a CPD event at the Shelburne. Who knew?
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.